is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Southern California's newest wildfire in the mountains north of Santa Clarita has grown to more than 5,000 acres in just a few hours, thanks to strong winds. This girl's school was evacuated.
Everyone started freaking out.
CBS News Los Angeles reporter Amanda Starantino says 19,000 people near Castaic Lake are under mandatory evacuation orders.
The smoke is blowing towards those neighborhoods. So right now the fire is burning through a lot of vegetation and brush right next to the lake. It is very, very dry over there. But the concern is there's a lot of homes in this area in the direction the wind is blowing.
Rain is possible in Southern California this weekend. CBS's Matt Piper has the results of a new poll on the fires and the relief effort.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 86% of Americans think Congress should authorize disaster relief. Broken down by party, 79% of Republicans say yes, while 21% say no. 95% of Democrats say yes to disaster relief, up against 5% who say no.
The snowstorm that turned much of the Deep South into a winter wonderland has moved offshore. But CBS's Jim Crisula reports the recovery will take a while, with temperatures still in the 30s.
Some 20 vehicles were involved in a wreck on slippery roads in Stonecrest, Georgia, east of Atlanta. This man lives in Griffin, Georgia.
I ain't never expected for it to be this much snow at one time, like 3 inches. Like, we don't normally get it down here.
A 100-mile section of snow-covered Interstate 10 is closed in Louisiana.
Thousands more flights were delayed or canceled today. One girl was killed in a shooting at a Nashville high school today. The shooter, a 17-year-old boy, then turned the gun on himself. Police Chief John Drake says a second girl was grazed by a bullet but should be okay.
Our SWAT team began systematic searches throughout the entire school to make sure there weren't any more victims or shooters within the school. We did not find any more.
CBS's Natalie Brand reports border agents have been given some new orders.
As the Trump administration begins a major crackdown on illegal immigration, CBS News has learned U.S. border agents have been told to deport migrants crossing into the country illegally without allowing them to request asylum. While the Biden administration enacted its own asylum restrictions last June, migrants could still plead their case if they expressed fear of being harmed once deported.
Trump has signed an executive order to send another 1,500 active-duty troops to the southern border to help with logistics. CBS News has obtained an internal government memo that says Trump is considering deploying 10,000 troops to the border and setting up bases where migrants would be held as they await deportation. Another day in the green for Wall Street today. The S&P flirted with a record. It was up 37 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
The U.S. Pond Hockey Championships are underway in Minneapolis.
It's the 20th anniversary of the U.S. Pond Hockey Championships, and last year was cut short by warm weather and slush. But this time, organizer Jesse DeLoret says playing conditions are going to be great.
I mean, it might be 10 to 15 degrees in the morning, but in the afternoons, 25 degrees, so you can't ask for better.
They're expecting 280 teams, around 2,700 skaters from across the world.
It's hockey the way nature intended, and it's going to be a heck of an event.
Finals take place on Sunday. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Police have arrested 4 men who allegedly broke into Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow's house last month. It was one of a string of recent burglaries at the homes of pro athletes. The men, all from Chile, were arrested after a traffic stop in Ohio. In the car, police found burglary tools and some of Burrow's clothing. Investigators had warned the burglaries were likely the work of a South American crime ring. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the mid-teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but colder. High only around 20. It does climb to the low 20s on Friday and up to the mid-30s by Saturday with partial sun. Currently 21 degrees.
Thing he's found. From Radio Park to Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Mm-hmm. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, and the Gobbler. Or today's special, the Reuben and Fries. A meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Must be.
tears. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no
special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Tonight, as the JV1 game is still being played, at this time, with 8 minutes to go, it's Racine Lutheran 53, Racine Park 25. Dylan Dooley will take you home for this JV1 contest.
Thank you, Dick. Once again, 25-53 our score, 8 minutes to go here in the second half of action in this JV1 contest. Racine Lutheran with the ball. Messiah Harris puts up a three of his own. That one sinks 56-25. We're getting close to that running score. 31-point differential in the points right now. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll go back to Park Panthers. Again, we're here on this snowy Wednesday night. This game was supposed to be played last night, but it got moved due to the weather here in Wisconsin. Very cold, very frigid temperatures, sub negative degree wind chills, forcing schools in the area to shut down. Park now with the ball, dribble, puts up a shot. That one in and out, no good. Rebound to Park. Park now with the shot of his own. That's Hundley. He sinks that shot. 58-25. Our rosters here for Racine Lutheran have numbers. Our Park rosters do not. Park now at the top of the key with the ball. Looking inside, gets it to his teammate on the wing. Looking to dribble around the Lutheran defender. He kicks it back out to the top of the key and is fouled. Racine Lutheran trying to get that steal, playing a little aggressively there. And they're fouled on the pass. Team's not yet in the bonus. Only five fouls against Lutheran. Crusaders subbing in some of their players now. Off the bench, Kelvin Johnson and Andrew Schuler for the Crusaders. Inbound now to Park. Park looking to get it over to his teammate. They get it stolen away on the layup. Number three. We don't have a three listed here, but that's who puts up the shot. And count it, 60-25, 6:45 to go here in our bonus coverage on this Wednesday evening. Dribbling his way through the defenders was Barker. He puts up a shot and sinks it. 27-60 our score here. Park still heavily behind. Lutheran now with the ball on their end of the floor. 30 again on the drive. He puts up a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to his teammate on the wing. In the corner. Kicks it back inside for a travel. Ball will go back to Park Panthers. Park sending in a few substitutes of their own. They're now inbounding the ball. Getting it over to four, back to one. On the dribble now, called for a carry, and the ball will go back to the Crusaders. 6-11 and counting here in this second half of action. Again, thank you for tuning into our bonus coverage here. We'll be having our normal pregame and varsity game following the completion of this contest. Crusaders now on the drive. He puts up a shot. That one is good. Again, number three with the basket. 62-27 is our score now. 5:50 and counting. Park now bringing it past the century mark. They get over to the player on the wing. He kicks it into the corner. Fakes the shot. Puts up one. That one's in and out. No good. Rebound to Lutheran. Crusaders now with the ball, bringing it up near midcourt. On an ISO drive to the basket, he puts that one up with ease and scores 64-27. 3 points away from that running clock here. Despite it being sub-varsity, they still play up to 40 for the running clock. Now Park puts up a shot of their own. He thought he was fouled. He does not get a call. No good. Crusaders now on the other end. A layup with ease and in. 66-27 our score. Park now on the other end. Trying to put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound to Park. He puts it in. That one's good. Crusaders now bringing up the ball. 66-29. 4:58 and counting here in this bonus coverage. Brought to you by DG Sports. And Crusaders, they put up a shot of their own from the lane. That one's good. 68-29. 1 point away from that running clock number. Park now with the ball. They're looking around for teammates, struggling to find anybody. He does in the corner. He brings it out to the wing, passes it back into the corner. Looking to drive on the baseline. Kicks it out, top of the key, puts up a three of his own. That one's good. Number four for Park puts up a big three-pointer. Clawing back at the lead, but it's not going to be anywhere close here tonight. 68-32, 4:14 to go here. Crusaders with that commanding lead and a drive to the basket. Layup is good. Continuing that dominance, 70-32. This score is going to be very different than our varsity game. It's going to be a much closer contest. We're looking forward to that one heavily. Park puts up a three of their own. That one's good. 35-70 now our score. I mentioned running clock, and of course, the score is continuing to grow. It's one of those commentator jinx, if you will. Crusaders now put in a layup of their own, 72-35. 3:30 and counting. Park now with the ball. They bring it over to midcourt. Kick it over to the corner. Looks to dribble on the baseline. Puts up a shot of his own. In and out, no good. Rebound to Park. Park puts up a three of his own. That one's off the front iron and out. Rebound to the Crusaders. They're pushing it up the floor. Looks to kick it inside to his teammate. He finds him. Layup is good. 74-35. 3:05 to go here from the Park Panther Fieldhouse. Park now bringing up the ball. He puts up a drive. In and out. No good. Crusaders with the rebound. Pushing it up the floor. Trying to hit that 40 mark. And they do. On a layup by number 30 of the Crusaders. Park's going to take a timeout here to get some subs in. 76-35 is our score. 2:45 and counting. You're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports. Again, tonight's varsity contest. We're minutes away from once we get through the completion of this one. We get the running clock here for the rest of the way. We'll go into our pregame show. And then over to our regularly scheduled broadcast of DG Sports. features two top teams in the area. Racine, when you think of the dominant teams in Racine, there's two teams that come right to mind. It's going to be the Racine Lutheran Crusaders and the Racine Park Panthers. Luckily in Racine, there's plenty of very dominant teams. When you think of other ones, Racine St. Catharines comes to mind. Prairie at times, they could be dominant. Case, they're trying to kind of rebound for that rocky start they've had this year, but they're continuing to have success here as we get into the stretch of the season where it's kind of that nitty-gritty, grueling out wins. Nobody really wants to play right now. You're trying to get through this little rough stretch before you can get into the playoff time. There's no real breaks, so practices become long and the games become harder to play. Park now out of the timeout, bringing up the ball. They get it over to the corner. He kicks it back out to the wing. Now he's looking for his teammates. Nobody home, dribble of his own. Gets it to the top of the key. Looks like one of the post players pushes off and gets the offensive foul. Kind of shoved the Crusader defender right out of the way. And an easy call for the referee standing at midcourt. 2 minutes and counting here. 76-35 remains our score. Crusaders put up a shot of their own. That one sinks. Again, a player that is not listed on the roster, number 35, puts it in for 2 points. Park now with the ball. They're looking for a teammate. Nobody home. He gets it over, stolen away by the Crusaders. Number 3 puts up a shot. That one's good and is fouled. Looked like the Park player slipped underneath the basket and brought down that Crusader player with him. I think the score should be 80.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put up the 2 points after the last basket. But not that it matters. And they'd correct it now with that 80. At the line, shooting one free throw is number 3 for the Crusaders. He puts up his shot of his own. That one's good from the charity stripe. Park now inbounding the ball. Just over 1 minute to play here. Lopsided score, 81-35, this JV1 contest. Park, top of the key with the ball. He gets over to the wing, looks to put up a shot, does not. Passes it over to his teammate. Gets it back to the top of the key, and we get a whistle. I'm going to take off quite a bit of time here with that foul call. We've already taken 20 seconds off the call, off the clock. Park looking to inbound it now. 30 seconds and counting. They get over to the player on the wing. He looks around for his teammate. Back to the corner. Puts up a 3. That one in and out. No good. Off the Park player. And with 20 seconds to go, that will likely be our last little bit of action unless the Crusaders try to put up another shot. I don't think they will. But that'll be our final score here from this JV1 contest. The Racine Crusaders, 81. Park Panthers, 35 in this JV1 contest. Stay tuned. We'll be bringing you our pregame coverage followed by the varsity broadcast. You're listening to live basketball on DG Sports.
From the Park Field House, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's a non-conference game between two city-ranked teams. The Lutheran Crusaders come in 14-0 overall, ranked number 3 in the WISSports.net Coaches Bowl versus the Park Panthers, 10-1 overall, ranked number 4 in the WISSports.net Division Poll for Division 1, the Crusaders Division 3. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rousseff along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. Lutheran defeated Milwaukee Lifelong Learning 111-46 in their last contest. Park defeated Brookfield East 60-45. The Crusaders are led in scoring by Sam Petroff, 18 points per game, Justin Jones, 13 points per game, and Bryce Austin, 11 points per game. The Panthers are led in scoring by Jackson Moss, 20 points per game, Isaiah Robinson, 15 points per game, and Zari Gwynn, 13 points per game. Last year's game was won by Park, 82-65. Racine Lutheran hopes to change that this year with the squad that they have assembled. My keys to the game, first for the Crusaders, continue to spread the ball around and get balanced scoring. Set up Petroff on the wings to get three-point looks. Pick their poison when to play up-tempo. My keys to the game for the Panthers, they'll want to play up-tempo as much as they can. They must protect the boards, their boards, since Ray Lou likes to run off missed shots. And finally, minimize the fouls to keep Ray Lou off the charity stripe. Our JV2 game was won by Racine Lutheran, 56-50. The JV1 game just concluded as Dylan brought you home with that one. It was Racine Lutheran, 81, Park 35. So with that, I'll turn it over to Dylan for a few comments, and then we'll hear from our sponsors.
Thanks, Dick. Tonight's game going to feature two heavy-hitting teams, a very strong team from the Southeast, and a great team from the Metro Classic. You know, we're very honored to be able to call this game and looking forward to this one here tonight.
All right, let's hear from a few of our sponsors and those wonderful, generous patrons that make this all possible.
At this time, I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community. We appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons to help us bring you high school basketball. We're supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community, streaming live, covering all 10 Racine City and County High Schools on DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Lings on Lathrop, Sicko and Convenience Store in Racine, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Allis, Financial Service Group in Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Docs on the Fox in Waterford, the personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish and Rotier, our patrons Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Troitler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. I'm Dylan Dooley. You're listening to Dick Rousseff, streaming coverage of high school basketball on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us at dgsports.mixler.com or on the free Mixler app to easily access the stream or to live chat with us during these broadcasts. That's DG Sports, covering all 10 Racine City and County schools. You can follow us on Twitter, also known as X, at Dick Rousseff. You never have to miss a game. Listen to our coverage live and subscription free on the Mixler app. Download now from the app or Google Play Store. If you miss any of tonight's game, or your friends or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our games are archived at dgsports.mixler.com. Select the recording of your game of interest.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Let's take a moment now to meet the starters for both teams. Starting with the visiting Lutheran Crusaders, starting at forward, 6'2" sophomore Bryce Austin. Starting at guard, 5'11" junior Isaiah Cozy. Starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Dion Brumby. Starting at forward, 6'4" junior Sam Petroff. And starting at forward, 6'2" senior Justin Jones. Your head coach, Justin Hollum. Now the starters for the Park Panthers. Starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Zari Gwynn. Starting at guard, 6' senior Isaiah Robinson. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Cam Betker. Starting at guard, 6' sophomore Cole Betker. And starting at center, 6'7" senior Jackson Moss. Your head coach, Casey Robbins. So there's two very loaded teams that are coming into this game tonight. And again, I should mention, both teams are ranked, Park being ranked in Division I, Racine Lutheran in Division III.
Yeah, both teams have an onslaught of players with many different abilities. They're going to both look to push the ball a lot here tonight in this one. We're either going to see a 85-84 score or a 50-51 type of score. I think we're going to get one or the other, and whichever one we get, we're excited for, because it's going to be an incredible showcase of talent for the city of Racine.
Yeah, and the field house starting to fill up. We were wondering during the JV1 game how it was going to look. Right below us, our vantage point is pretty well full. And I would say the other side is about three quarters full already. So this is a game that a lot of people have been waiting for. And again, Dylan, I guess they're not ready, though, to solely crown Racine Lutheran as the best team in the city quite yet.
No, I don't think yet. Maybe with tonight's game, maybe they can self-proclaim that title. We'll see what happens here tonight. But like you said, underneath us, I'd say it's 75-80% full. Across the way, there's all but one section that's just about full. So if they could pull the bleachers out any further, I'm sure they would here tonight, just because the amount of people that they're going to have. I'd be willing to say it'll be close to standing room only.
And again, a reminder to all of our listeners, the next two games after tonight are action-packed games coming up too, as Friday night will come to you from the McGuire Gym Letch floor, where the Dominican Knights will visit the St. Catherine's Angels, and that's always a battle between those two teams, and those two teams will have a lot to say about who can win the Metro Classic Conference. If Dominican would win that game on Friday night and Lutheran holds serve and beats the Prairie School, Racine Lutheran would have a two-game lead in the Metro Classic Conference. And then next Tuesday night, we'll have the rematch for you of the Lutheran Crusaders traveling to St. Catharines to play the Angels. And we know what happened in that first game, where the Crusaders defeated the Angels in overtime.
And that's one where another 30 seconds left in that game, St. Catharines probably wins that one, allowing them to get back into that game. They had a 7-point lead with just under 2 minutes to go, giving up two back-to-back threes, and then a layup turned into a foul situation type of deal. But again, that's a game where if St. Cats finishes that out, you know, things would be looking very differently. Who knows if Racine Lutheran could carry that momentum through that Dominican game they played later the next week. You know, it's just one of those where the ball gets rolling. You want to keep momentum moving forward, not going backwards.
And again, the St. Catharines Angels, they are also ranked in the Wisports.net Coaches Poll of Division III with three losses, but they're showing them a lot of respect for the three losses coming from two D1 schools and a D2 school. So again, St. Catharines has played, we both talked about it, Dylan, they've played a very brutal non-conference schedule.
Yeah, a testament to Coach Ryan Thompson over there setting up that type of schedule that they did play. We'll see if the seedings at the end of the year care about that. I mean, there's been situations where teams play nobody all year and they end up a one seed despite having, you know, maybe a loss or two. And then other teams, all right, well, I played at a undefeated schedule and now I'm a 4 or 5 seed. Where does it make sense? But maybe they played tougher teams. So the computer system, it's a little difficult still. I'd say there's still some imperfections in it. But, you know, a testament, I guess you could say, to Coach Thompson for scheduling that heavy of a schedule. We'll see if it bites them or if it favors them come playoff time in the seeding. Because at the end of the day, they're going to have to play MAS, Dominican, like all those teams that they see throughout the regular year, they're in the same sectional. So it makes things very challenging. And, I would not want to play in Division III come playoff time.
And, again, we're remiss. We're not mentioning Racine Lutheran will also have to face possibly some of those teams. Who's ever going to make the trip to Madison, I think I can go on record already as saying they're going to have to beat Milwaukee Academy of Science to get there.
To this point, nobody's really come close to even touching them. They're an incredible program that they have going over there. Things are going good for them. Even during the football season, Milwaukee Academy of Science, they've really done a lot. So we'll see if they can continue that success over to basketball. And there's going to be a lot of eyes on Division III going through the playoffs.
All right, we're going to step away for 2 more minutes, and then we'll come back and be ready to tip this one off. You're listening to High School Basketball on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our broadcasts are archived at dgsports.mixler.com.
All right, thank you, Dylan, for all that. Tonight, The visiting Crusaders will be dressed in their away purple uniforms with the gold trim. The Panthers will be dressed in their home white uniforms with the orange and blue trim. Got about a minute to go here, and then we'll get the starters for both teams, and then we'll get this one underway. Again, Racine Lutheran comes in 14-0 overall. The Park Panthers 10-1 overall. So we'll turn it over now to the Park Panther announcer for a few announcements. We'll have our national anthem, and then we'll get this one underway. This is DG Sports, streaming live. WRJN Racine.
Stand, remove your hats, and place your hand over your heart for the plank.